We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8:21 is your time. Many years ago, Al, I covered a Super Bowl. I cannot even reference the exact year.
Okay.
But the New York Giants were in the Super Bowl that year.
Eli.
And it was in the most beautiful football stadium I have ever seen.
All right.
The Rose Bowl.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I don't have the exact numbers, but that was the most extraordinary performance by a quarterback I ever saw.
Is that Sims?
Everything Phil Sims threw was complete.
It was perfect, right?
Close. For a while, he was. Now, according to the stats of Ruben Frank, who is better at this than anyone I have ever encountered.
Right.
What you witnessed yesterday was a performance along those lines. It was the second most accurate performance by an opponent quarterback versus the Eagles ever, and the second most accurate by an NFL quarterback throwing over 30 passes.
Man.
On the line with us is the great Ruben Frank from NBC Sports Philadelphia. I got to get my pointer in there. Hi, Rube.
Hey, guys.
Rube, how bad was that loss from the defensive perspective of the Eagles on Sunday?
Well, yeah, when the defense doesn't even fight back, that's really bad. And, you know, with this team, you throw out the final score because they're like the world's greatest garbage time team. I mean, they always score their two touchdowns in the last few minutes to make the score look, you know, respectable. But let's be honest. I mean, that was 30-7 before they even got going. So that's really who this team is. And, yeah, you know, and David, look, Derek Carr, he's a good quarterback. He's a really good quarterback. But, I mean, there were guys just wide open. It's not like he was, you know, weaving the ball in tight windows or anything. I mean, he had a couple that he did. There's just guys, you know, wide open. So, yeah, and they're not getting pressure. And to me, you know what? To me, as bad as the linebackers have been, as bad as, and I don't think the secondary has been awful, but I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. But to me, the biggest part of the blame goes on the D-line because they're supposed to be elite. They're supposed to be great players. They're the highest paid part of the team. You know, they're all making a lot of money. You got high draft picks. You got Pro Bowlers. And they're just not doing their job. Look, Gannon has been awful. There's no question about it. But Fletcher Cox, instead of complaining about the scheme, you know, make a play. So to me, it's not just the coaching. It's not just the players. It's not just the scouting and the drafting. It's everything.
All right, but Rube, if the defensive coordinator is losing Fletcher Cox, is he losing the whole defense?
Yeah, I mean, I don't sense that. I mean, I still think there's guys playing hard. I don't think they've quit. Which is, it's kind of scary because that would at least explain how bad they are. But I don't think so. And I'd like to see Fletcher be a little more accountable. And I get that he's frustrated. I get he doesn't love this scheme. But, you know, you're a six-time Pro Bowler, and this team's relying on you. You can still make a play.
All right. You have covered football for many years. Do you have any sense that Jonathan Gannon knows what to do as a defensive coordinator? I didn't see any adjustments. Rube. Does he know what he's doing?
I mean, it's not like the guy's never coached before. So, you know, you'd like to think, I mean, he's been a good coach in the league, but no, we're not seeing it. I mean, we're just not seeing it. We're not seeing any ability to change up, to you know, he talked so much in the summer about being multiple and all these different fronts and different coverages and tailoring his scheme to whatever the other team is doing. And it all sounded so good. We're just not seeing it. We're seeing a guy who goes out there with a couple fronts, a couple coverages, and keeps playing the same ones. And, I mean, he sure talked a good game. I get that he doesn't have great players, but we're just not seeing it. There's just nothing there.
Rube, the next question will determine the success of this interview. All right, I don't want to put pressure on, but this, when I thought this, I went, Rube and Frank will know the answer. Rube, so you had Doug Peterson here, and he won a Super Bowl. And 3 years later, he wanted to name his assistants. He was told no, and he was let go. They bring in a novice as a head coach, and I'm getting the sense that, believe it or not, Sirianni got to pick Gannon. Does that make any sense to you?
A lot of things don't make sense. I mean, if I was Jeff Lurie and I hired Nick Sirianni and I said, who's going to be your defensive coordinator? He said, Jonathan Gannon. And I researched Jonathan Gannon's career up until this year. I would have been like, all right, that makes sense. He's been a coach on a high level. His players speak highly of him. He's had success. So, I mean, that's what's bizarre about it. It wasn't like he hired some guy who's never been in the league and some guy from some little college or something. I mean, the guy's got credentials. He had a good resume. We thought it was a good hire. We were wrong.
Oh, we were wrong. We already know that. And I don't have any doubts we were wrong that Gannon is a terrible defensive coordinator. But how did Doug didn't get to pick his guys after winning the Super Bowl and they went along with Nick Sirianni's pick? Rube, how does Nick Sirianni end up with more power than Doug Peterson who won a Super Bowl? I don't get it. It's driving me insane.
Look, I love Doug, and one thing Doug was not good at was picking assistant coaches. I mean, we saw that throughout.
True.
I mean,
he
just wasn't good at it. And
right.
I don't think it was a part of the job he really embraced. I mean, he kept nine of Chip Kelly's coaches when he got hired, and they were a big part of the Super Bowl coaching staff. So, I don't want to go back in time too much, but
right.
I think when they hired Nick, I mean, I would assume that part of Nick's thing was, look, I want to bring in my own staff. And they're like, well, it didn't work out the other way. So, yeah, you can do that. Obviously, Nick is not prepared for this job. He was not ready for this job. What happens in the future, I don't know. But, to me, it all starts at the top. And when Nick says that, it's not all on Jonathan Gannon, I agree. But it's just a bad combination of people who just weren't ready for the job.
Rube, he said it on our show this morning. He said it yesterday that he is seeing improvement in the fundamentals. And there were 38 snaps that resulted in 30 points during the game on Sunday. Is he grasping at straws saying that the fundamentals are improving?
Yeah, I heard that. He said that a couple of times. I don't see it. I don't know what he's looking at, and I don't think anybody does. I mean, they're getting blown out every week. They've trailed by 12 or more points in six straight games. You know, they made some plays at the end to beat Carolina, who stinks. They've trailed by 19 or more points in their last four games at some point. I mean, where's the improvement? I mean, they're going backwards. I mean, the best game they played was their first game. They actually looked like a real football team down in Atlanta. And they really haven't since then, other than a couple fourth quarters where the other team seems to lose interest because they're up by 50 points. So I don't see improvement. I don't see anything getting better. I don't see any reason. And look, I'm the most optimistic person when it comes to, let's just wait and see. Give a guy a full year. You know, it's too early to draw conclusions, and I'll stick by that, but it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't. But, Rube, the one thing I've always relied on you with the work that you've done at NBC Sports Philadelphia, you're great with quarterbacks. You've always been strong with quarterbacks. Is the Hurts thing... Rhea thinks it's aiming toward Gardner Minshew.
Second half Detroit game.
Before the end of this season, if not the next game. Do you see that's where this headed?
No, it was interesting because he was asked about Jalen in his presser yesterday,
right.
And he was about to say Jalen's our quarterback, and then he just stopped. He was going to say, for the rest of the year, and then he just stopped. I mean, I don't think there's anything imminent. I don't really feel like I'm learning enough about Jalen Hurts because the coach is putting him in, is doing him no favors.
Yep.
And I mean, we see him missing open guys, and that's disturbing. And we see him, running out of the pocket too soon, and that's concerning. And there's things that, but he's, you look at the first drive against the Raiders, and they ran the ball, they protected him, and it was a good drive, and he threw the ball well.
Yep.
You know, he had the long pass to Goddard, he had a long pass to Devontae, and they scored, and that was like a normal NFL drive where the coach helped him out and players helped him out, and he got pass protection, and he looked like a real NFL quarterback. Imagine if that happened for an entire game.
Yeah.
I mean, I he hasn't had that luxury, so it's easy to say he has been accurate enough, and he hasn't, but I would just like to see him in a situation where the coach is giving him a chance to be the best he can be, and I don't think we've seen that. So I can't say he's not the guy, and, you know, just because – I don't think the coach is allowing him to be the best possible version of himself.
Ruben Frank on Team Hurts. Finally, Rube, this is the big one.
What do you got?
What if the Eagles lose to an 0-7 team on Sunday? What happens?
They would be 2-6.
No. Rube, that is a very bad loss. What happens? The things get shook up? Is this a big moment in the season? Losing to a winless team?
Yeah, there's no question that would be the low point. I mean, at least the teams they've lost to, I mean, there's some really good teams, and I guess you can rationalize it that way. I mean, they lost to Brady and Mahomes and, you know, some pretty good quarterbacks and teams. But yeah, I mean, if they lose this one. Now, is Jeff Lurie going to fire Nick Sirianni during the season? No, he's not that kind of guy. But, no. Look, Jeff Lurie wants a coach that throws the ball, but there's no way he likes what he's seeing. Let's be clear about that. There's no way Jeff Lurie is like, oh, he's throwing the ball 50 times a game. Even though we're losing, I'm thrilled. That's not the case. He does not like what he's seeing. One and done is in the mix. And if you lose to Detroit and things don't get better, over the next couple months, one and done is definitely in the mix. And if Nick Sirianni wants to avoid that, he better come out of Detroit with a win Sunday.
Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Ruben Frank. Read him and listen to him, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Thanks, Rube. Appreciate it, pal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.